I don't know. I don't know how long this is gonna last, but I'm in a very hold the mic mood at the moment. I love holding the mic sometimes because, like, it just makes you feel like more in control, you know? So, how are we doing? Happy Mental Health Awareness Month. I think it's Mental Health Awareness Month or like Mental Health Month. Shout out to everyone not going through some things. Shout out to people going through some things. I've been in both. I know how it feels. I wonder to know how you feel because, you know, your feelings are validated. If you see like the reflection in the window, I want to put you onto a show that I used to watch as a kid, but it is so good. I gotta wait. I'm not trying to I'm not trying to like gatekeep something, but like this is a show I really like. If I put you onto this, I got like so much to talk about. I mean, it is one of my favorite shows of all time. But yeah, shout out to everyone. Mental Health Awareness Month is May. May the 4th be with you. May you have a peaceful month. May you have a blessed month. May you have a month of growth, independence, and you know, warm love and care from you, from your friends, from your family, from your surroundings. And it's actually ironic because I'm wearing Star Wars pants. Also, shout out to Burbank High, one of the best schools ever. Shout out to everyone there. So I'm doing this episode specifically for a song I'm gonna put out called Let Me. I'm super excited because the album, it is an album. I'm gonna be halfway finished by the album, I think in about 2 days. Shout out Luca from Sweden, top dog with what he can do with his vocals and his voice. He's one of the best at what he does. And I found him maybe like 2 months ago, and we just been hitting home runs since Clearing My Mind, which a lot of people. Funny thing about Luca, I just read like the bio completely, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, he sounds like The Weeknd," and like I hear it. I'm not denying it. I don't think he sounds complete. Like I don't think he thinks he sounds completely like The Weeknd, but a lot of people hear that Weeknd-esque, in his voice, and I'm like, "Whoa," you know what I mean? I definitely don't sound like The Weeknd. You know what I mean? Like so. Having his talent, having his passion alongside my passion and talent, we're just creating beautiful music, and I'm blessed to have him on my album, as a featured artist on this album, and I'm gonna be putting out again, this song called Let Me, which is on the album as a single next week, by May 15th, hopefully, and I'm hoping everyone can enjoy it. It's this song. This song is not like it's not a radio song. It's not a get up song, but I think it's a song that a lot of people can relate to feeling. Lyrics wise, I think a lot of people will relate to, oh, I felt like this before. Oh, I felt like this a couple of times in my life. Shout out to Ramesses. Ramesses is a friend that I sent this to like literally last night. And he was like, yo, can you not like that, but like he asked if I could put it out early so he could like listen to it on repeat because it's one of those songs where you could literally listen to it on repeat and probably not even recognize that the song ended. And so because he asked. Not because he asked, like he had to ask me, but because he asked, I was like, yeah, no problem. You know, I've been thinking about it. This was a song that I've been wanting to be made for a very long time, and I'm blessed to have gotten it made. And I've had this song written. Trust me, I wrote it in my notes. Like this song, I literally wrote this song in maybe like 30 seconds. It's not one of those complicated or well thought out songs. And so I wrote it like last year around the first week of October. And I just can't wait for you all to listen. I'm gonna put I already have the cover art out for it. I'm gonna be putting out maybe a snippet, or I might just let people be in for a surprise, possibly that. But I want to speak more about like mental health month, you know, it being May. You know, a lot of kids, high schoolers are going through that transition period, like seniors, you know, they're going through that transition period of like finals. And you know, some of y'all may be on the, you know, 69 to 70, the borderline passing path. And you know, I want everyone that, you know, hears this, that's going through that, either in high school or even, you know, graduating college. Shout out to everyone graduating college. You know, I'm sure people have, some of y'all have been in those positions, maybe freshman or sophomore year. Keep going, keep your head up forward, keep your head forward, keep your head up straight, and you know, just look forward to the next day. You know, try not to take things too personal, try to not take things too heavy, because it's a lot of there's a lot of information you gotta cover. It's a lot of information you gotta retain. And I just want you to keep a positive mindset, stay optimistic, and stay believing in yourself. Don't let doubt creep in. You know, this is a time in your life where it's, you know, put up or shut up. And it's that frank, you know, it is that clear. You know, it's time to show what you know, show what you can do, and put it all on the line. So, I'm wishing nothing but the best of results for everyone going through finals, going through testing, state testing, things of that nature. So, I'm happy for everyone that's, you know, going on onto the next chapter in life from graduating college. Shout out to my boy Justice and everyone else that's graduating college, and may the may life give you nothing but the best of success and a job. I understand nowadays, even with a college degree, there's no guarantee of a good job. So shout out to everyone going through that. You know, don't let the stress break your mental, your mental focus, your mental capacity. And everyone that's going through something alone, I'm here. Obviously, that's not always, you know, it's easier said than done. You know what I mean? Huh, whatever, you're here, okay, whatever. I get that, you know, I understand a lot of people go through it alone, either in fear of being judged or have opened up. And see, that's like the thing, you know, people like open up, and then, you know, what is being told gets used against them, and then they don't ever want to open up again, and they can't trust anyone. That's why they have trust issues and, you know, limited circle and things of that nature. And I get it. I really do. And that sucks. That really does. And it's some BS that people would mask themselves as a friend or as a friendly person just to use your most, you know, sentimental, your most, you know, hurt, not hurtful, but your most, you know, your secrets, you know, what's going on, whether it be something as in the past life years ago that's been traumatizing you or that's traumatized you, whatever, that you've been through against you, that sucks. And I hope that one day you can find peace in your heart to start opening up and trusting people again. Because it's a lonely world, and it's more lonely when we shut ourselves off from from people. We close ourselves off from people. So, I get it, but keep going, keep going. Yeah. I don't want to hold anyone up too much. Again, Let Me, single from my upcoming album, Isn't This Euphoric? Very Euphoria inspired. The show Euphoria, HBO. Zendaya, of course, one of the best to do it. And yeah, love always. You already know what time it is. You already know what deal it is. And Lakers in six, man.